Christian.
Oh, so that's his dad?
That's his mom.
Oh, his mom yelling at him?
And then they're yelling at each other.
that's uncomfortable.
Is it the single tear trickling down her cheek?
It's just the whole thing. Okay. So it's like just him getting revenge for like all the years of abuse. Like how do you like it now?
Oh, jeez. God, I'm so tired of like every group I follow on Facebook just getting taken over by bots posting porn links.
This says play again. Did we ever watch this? Oh, we did watch this one.
Heroines of Sword. I mean, it's just another one of those movies where they, like, get held down and punched in the vagina over and over. Like, the dude's clearly got a fetish.
Now, I was thinking the girl with the glasses over there. That's what I remember. That. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because the other chicks I remember, because there was one of them I tried to watch and pull up, but it kept playing the other one.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think it was this one. I think it was two.
I mean, they're all, like, super uncomfortable.
Fine, I won't play one, man.
I mean, Keiko Common, she, like, defeats bad guys with her vagina. It's pretty great. Twenty-six of the most heroic and outrageous superheroes and supervillains of all time in an episodic film. Uwe Ball and Lloyd Kaufman?
Oh, jeez whiz.
Wow. Spectacular Adventures from Almighty Ape to Z-Man?
Fine.
Oh god, it's alphabetical.
It's gonna have a shit ton of ads on it too. Okay. Let me pull up this thing here.
So yeah, Turk, this one's kind of your episode.
Oh, we were already recording? When did we do that?
Oh, before I showed you the Chris Chan meme.
Ah, because you wanted to get my reaction.
Yeah, I told you.
Well, I didn't know you were going to get it like on the podcast. I thought you just wanted to get just the reaction.
No, I wanted to hear on mic what you thought about the comic of Chris and railing his mom.
So why did you draw that?
I didn't. Mm-hmm. You know I draw better than that.
I mean,
you know, I draw better than that.
Not if you're doing it as a rush. I mean, obviously, it's a Chris Chan comic, so you're not going to put your best work into it.
I would.
Well, this is clearly like filmed overseas. Like, look at that. There's not a name brand in sight. What's that? Hawkinshaw's bread? don't touch it with your hands and put it back, you little bitch.
You rancid little bitch.
And now we're doing a less watch. This is not what we were supposed to be doing.
Summer, you stupid bitch. We can do a less watch of this.
I mean, we'd have to get everything all set up and stuff. I'm just saying, like, this is not
how... Oh, yeah, we don't have headphones. Oops, silly me.
Did she just throw that shit on the...
God! Oh, God. She deserves whatever bad shit's about to happen to
her. She does! I mean, she...
Captain Berlin? Is that a real superhero? Or is that...
I do not think that Captain Berlin is a real superhero. So the closed captioning is on...
But I'm sure there just hasn't been dialogue. Hey yo.
Oh, Zhang, yo.
Alright.
Wow, I like how they enhance the color of his eyes.
Yeah. It's like, wow, this guy's really kind of goofy looking. We gotta do something to make him more attractive.
Alright, so now I guess we are doing a let's watch of this, right?
I mean, we can come back to it and actually do a let's watch if you want.
Now, they did the same thing with his eyes, too? All of them?
Oh, wow, yeah. Well, it's because Almighty Ape had blue fur, so they're trying to, like, enhance all the blues. Yeah, that chick's really doing it for me.
Yeah, actually. Oh, yes, please, drink this biological.
here's a cup of my piss.
Yeah, she's tasty, yo.
I only hope when we start producing our own films that we have, like, the bank to hire reasonably attractive chicks.
Wait, why is he wearing such loose boxers?
Seriously.
And then why is he, like, they're working off his shirt's not tucked in, this guy's not wearing a t-shirt, like...
This is really unprofessional office, but god damn, she's hot.
Yeah, no, I'm super digging her.
Wow, that green screen.
That is so horrible.
God, we've definitely got to do a let's watch of this.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
It's a good thing that the lid wasn't on it. Oh, shit, it's turning him into the monkey.
Yeah, he's turning into Almighty Ape, dude.
But aren't apes and monkeys different?
Yeah.
So,
they're both primates, but yeah.
But I mean, that was clearly a monkey, not an ape. So
right. Yeah, that was like a capuchin or a macaque or something.
Yeah. She could be capuchin my macaque.
She'd be capuchin on my cock until I howler monkey. He just squished his head in.
Hey, I will say that was a pretty good cut though. It was good.
Oh God, he just flipped that whole printer.
Show both in her ears? Oh, eyes.
Oh, God.
I like how running is not an option.
So, is this going to be like a muted let's watch?
Oh, jeez whiz.
are we going to try to salvage this and make it a podcast episode? Or what?
I kind of feel like it should just be a muted let's watch. Like,
okay. But we didn't do anything to sync it. Well, nobody's going to watch this with us.
No.
So what movie is this, Turk?
What is this,
This is, like, Legend of the Superheroes?
Or yeah, something of the some shit. I don't know.
Well, people will see the title.
I got to remember the title is myself, though. It's something like that. Okay, I'm going to have to go back to this. Okay, so what are we...
The League of Superheroes.
The League of Superheroes.
Okay.
And we are watching this on Udu.tv.
Udu.
Udu. Yeah, Udu, man. Udu.
Udu.
Udu.tv. And we are the League of Superheroes, this really bad, shitty movie that we are 4 minutes in. So we are 4 minutes in.
Okay.
That's so what it says on the little thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
It says resume playing 4 minutes.
All right. So yeah, you guys can like fast forward. Right now we're in the Almighty Ape story segment. We were not expecting to make this a let's watch. We don't have our headphones in. We don't have any clue what any of the dialogue is or if it's even in English.
Yeah, because it's not the there's no captions for it. So
I will say that like it's got the name UA Bowl and Lloyd Kaufman attached to it. So.
Well, if it isn't David Crosby, my wayward son. So that's where we are here, and now we're going to go back into bit at the 4 minute mark. And for those of you that are going to try to match up the Almighty Ape had just broke out of the. Yeah, he shoved the girl down on the plane. It came out through her mouth.
And then he
busted out through the wall and landed into the courtyard where the military was waiting for him. All right.
Yep.
And so 3, 2, 1, play.
It's buffering. There we go. Yeah, he's pounding his chest.
And you got like a poor man's, like, I was going to say Malcolm McDowell, but that's not even fair.
That's really harsh to Malcolm McDowell.
Like, why they have this,
jeez. It's like a fucking Neil Breen.
Yeah, it's just horrible. They had the ammo box. They just had a syringe in it. Like they were prepared for this guy to be created.
Watching this thing fly through the air, it's like a Ninja Sex Party music video. God, yeah, we were not expecting this to happen.
He's like flying like he's sitting. Oh my god, look at them. This is, I mean. And everything's blue, like the city's blue, he's blue.
Yeah.
Like,
hey.
Like, just, that's just, she was like, see how big she was compared to the building?
Yeah. do you think I would complain about that?
Okay, this guy's in the military, he's got an earring and he's missing teeth. Like, there's no way he would have made it to the rank of like, I don't know, private.
I love that they just had this plane rip this woman's clothes off for like zero reason.
He's like, oh, now they figured out it's him because of the underwear, even though that looks like just paper instead of the actual, like, fabric. No, it's okay. Oh,
he pisses blue. This is amazing.
Yeah, that's, like, white, watermelon cooler, like Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, so is that what you do when someone just taps you on, like, the shoulder? You just turn and just smash the head just instinctively?
I mean, yes, me.
Plus, I mean, he probably pissed on her leg, too. I mean, he turned around. And he's like, just standing there like he's going to come back.
He's like, oh, I'm sorry. I did it again. Tell me about Hollywood.
Was there somebody having a picnic out there with the blanket?
B. Let's see what B is. Bonar.
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 Oh, this Skeletor looking.
It's a He-Man parody.
Jeez whiz.
You can see the dude's mouth. Yeah, this is literally just He-Man.
Wow, this is absolutely horrible. Yay!
Good grief, is she like 14?
I don't know. You want to go to a judge and see if you have her? Like,
no. No. No, this is like... It's like pretty uncomfortable. Maybe it's just because she's like extremely underdeveloped, but it's like, oh... Holy shit, it's Tuco Salamanca from Breaking Bad. You gonna call my abuelita biznatch?
Well, this shit works here in the real world. Oh, so a skeleton guy shows up there with some kind of, like, magic stick. Highway Patrol sheriff, we know this is not being filmed in like, America, right? How did... anyway, and then like, she's like, my hero! Like, okay.
Yeah, so he accidentally... All right. I mean, it's nudity.
I guess.
Any port in a storm. Yeah, no, so that's what they're doing, is, like, the accidental hero thing. He keeps, like, accidentally stumbling into success.
And, wow, that's some nasty shit, man.
That is the most disgusting spaghetti I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like... It's bone art. It's like, this mile I make spaghetti.
He's got his hair up in curlers. He's looking at the picture of them.
I mean, his beard, the color of his beard doesn't match, like, the color of his hair.
Oh, it's clearly just, like, an awful wig.
But why not get a wig that is same color? Like, okay. So they have a tablecloth, and apparently they don't have an iron in that world. Yeah, she
looks really young, doesn't she?
But so they're, okay. Yeah, she does. She does look really young, like, it's...
It's uncomfortable.
Okay, so this guy's going to go to a gay club. He's like, I'm Bonar. Not yet, but you will be.
Well, I think the skeleton dude is Bonar.
Oh. Well, even his apartment is a green screen. And now this is automatically going to start fighting. So this girl just comes to a port of like, oh, got to fight a bitch. Got to fight a bitch.
Topless chick fight. He's just watching. He's just like, yeah, okay, this is happening now. Oh man, she's got no ass.
I guess I should have known she was wearing panties, but I didn't know she was wearing panties.
What? This is so stupid.
And so he just pops people's eyes out. Oh, and so...
Oh, because now he's into her.
Hey, now you don't have a face just like me.
Even though she's completely featureless otherwise, he's like, okay.
She had no tits, no ass, not no face. She's perfect. Then why are you reading it, you little bitch?
A child is reading this? I somehow missed that.
If you hate it so much, then why... God damn, that guy's got some big-ass nostrils. Holy
shit.
He
does, yeah. Park a VW Beetle in there.
I mean, he should never do cocaine. He would OD the first time. Be like, my plants! Well, how's he walking? Like, he's got the weirdest ass walk.
Well, so this is...
Okay.
Wow.
Dude, you are fucking fat.
Yeah.
You're just a big fat ass loser. I mean, when you have to, like, wrap your belt around and...
Is he gonna coup de grace him?
I've seen this guy somewhere before.
Yeah, me too.
So wait, the other shots...
Cowboy man.
The other shots blew off his arms. When he shoots him point blank in the face, it just, like, blows up his nose.
Cheese Guevara?
Yeah, Cheese Guevara. Oh, like Che Guevara, Cheese Guevara. Wow, is he going to snort that?
I hope he slices his fingertips right the fuck off with that cheese grater.
He snorted the cheese, okay. Uh-oh, this must be a D guy. Oh, yeah, dead man.
Ram Ranch, 15 naked cowboys out in the yard.
Hey, he can shoot with both hands, right?
Apparently, yeah.
I mean, I think that... Is that a generator? Yeah, man. And look at me. I'm... Who the fuck is that guy? 23 T's of cheese? Like, what's a T? I guess
23 tons.
That's not a ton. I mean, yeah.
It could be. You don't know. You don't know the rules of how this world works.
No, I've said whatever like country it is, probably like 23 like tetrons or something like that.
Yeah, you see, he's all born in Romania. I was gonna say he's an all American superhero.
Why is the flag backwards?
No, I mean maybe if it's like Britain, then you know it'd be T-O-N-N-E-S. That kind of tons.
Supervillain from Mexico.
Part of me wishes we could be hearing this dialogue, and part of me is so glad that we're not.
I'm glad that we're not. So, I understand someone making a bad movie, or just making a movie, you know, just for the sake of. And I guess they probably think it's funny or something, but this is nothing. I mean, like, everything about this is just so amateurish from, even when I listen to it, like, everything about this is just weak. Like,
the line delivery, the cinematography, the special effects, all of it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the story, it's like they gave two, like, high schoolers a video camera and was like, right for you, go make your video project for art class.
I mean, but, like, Lloyd Kaufman is somehow attached to this.
He probably... Like, make an appearance as playing himself or something?
I mean, maybe he just, like, directed a segment of it. I don't know. Wow. Those big blocks of cheese sure do look tasty, though.
I do want to say this. I feel like I need to... Did he just Pokemon?
Okay.
Did he just poke...
I think he did just Pokemon... And then she, magical girl, transformationed into a seahorse.
This is the stupidest fucking shit I think I've ever seen. But I want to meet or know someone that found this funny.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I just need to like what does that look like? They could not be a real person.
I'm sure it's a bunch of like stoners and stuff. And they, like, you know, I'm sure a bunch of friends, like, smoked up a couple bowls, got some pizza, and they were just, like, slapping their knees together and hooting and hollering the whole way through.
I know, the narration said, or the caption said, Germany, summer.
Yeah.
It just, Germany, summer, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, this is a totally nothing movie. Like, I'm laughing because, you know, I'm here to make fun of it, but...
Fuck your chair! Fuck your chair!
You rich motherfuckers!
I mean, clearly you cannot... whoever lives here, or... Like, you cannot be hurting them by destroying that chair. Then that's all me... Yeah, that may be all they have, but that's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, no one's sitting here and be like, hey, destroyed my only chair, my only possession in the world. Like, they have nothing here. Like, you're not hurting them in any way.
The deity.
If she's trying to look sexy and alluring, she is failing.
I mean, she's pretty good from the neck down.
I mean, like her body moves, if she's trying to come across as being somehow sensual, like, exotic.
She's trying to do that jittery dance that Enchantress did in Suicide Squad.
I hate that shit.
Everybody hated that shit. I didn't really care that much. I mean, I didn't think it was sexy or anything, but, like... I didn't think it was as cringe as everybody else in the world seems to think.
It was just so spastic. It's like, you're delivering a line about how you're going to take over the world, and you're, like, shaking your thing. You got fucking Tourette's or something.
Well, I mean, she was going for, like, a ritualistic dance. It works within the context of
voodoo. Enchantress Pandemonigo! I mean,
Yeah, I think without the stupid headpiece, this chick wouldn't be bad. I wouldn't throw her out of bed or anything.
I mean, I would just because I would get down. I mean, you know, it's just a little bit of rough stuff.
Can't Sergeant Super, jeez. Can't this dude, like, spring for an actual decent camouflage shirt?
I think they just had everybody just bring their own, you know, outfits.
Oh, clearly. Clearly.
So are they the bad guys?
I have no idea. I would assume so, but then, like...
Well, why is she wasting time?
Like, Amazing Ape or whatever... Or whatever his name was, Astounding Ape. He was clearly, like, a villain.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, she's, I guess, supposed to be the good guy, and they're supposed to be bad guys. Like, why is she wasting time? Why is she not just kicking her asses?
I don't know. We don't have headphones in for this one, so...
I mean, I'm still, like, it wouldn't matter. Like, you're clearly the bad guys, right? I mean, all of you are guilty of just being tacky as shit. So, I mean, that if that should be a crime punishable by, like, get the fuck off my planet. Oh, here she goes. Is she ripping his chest open?
God, I wish that were me.
I mean, if you want to quit the podcast, you just quit the podcast, dude. They'll be like, man, I wish a girl would kill me so I wouldn't have to do this damn show anymore.
Don't kink shame me. This has nothing to do with that.
So.
I didn't say I wanted to die. I just want to be brutalized by a woman.
So she's doing something with him and the blood is squirting out of his chest onto his face. But then when they cut to her face, it clearly comes from like. Directly at her, not from below.
Yeah.
No. Now what's she doing? She's gonna like lay there and
Oh, she's drinking his blood.
But he's got nothing left to drink. He may be licking shit up off the floor. Okay, so if she's supposed to be the good, yeah, okay. Thanks for leaving a mess there, deity.
So yeah, this at the very least this stuff could be concluded. Like, how much more satisfying would it be? Oh look, it's Blanca from Street Fighter. How much more satisfying would this shit be? Alright.
Right, what? He bit into an electric eel and it turned into a big titty girl?
That is not bad.
Who just makes electric eel woman.
Wow. So it's the opposite of Blanca.
She's got no ass.
I mean, she's got 80s ass.
And there's Bai Ling. Which, like, wow, I mean, she must have been really desperate for a paycheck to do, like, this little shitty bit of work. What?
Wait, you know this chick?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Bai Ling. Her.
Like, what did she do? Is what I'm asking. Is she, like, a porn star? Or
no,
she,
no,
like,
no. She's an actress.
Trauma chick?
Or? No. Oh, crap. I think she's in The Crow. I think she plays Top Dollar's, sister.
Holy shit.
She's been in a ton of shit, but I think she had, like, some issues. Like, she was, she's not having an attractive face. At least not wearing that mask.
The mask is not flattering, but, wow, this is insane.
I think Bai Ling had some issues with, like, her, she went down a bad road. I don't know if it was drugs or what, but...
Gotcha. This whole thing was just...
Oh my God, you put a real, like, fake bomb there?
And it was just a to-be-continued, so this is all just, like, specifically to show the naked chick.
Yeah, she does not have an attractive face. It's just like a meh face.
I mean...
Body's good, but the face is just like, yeah.
Nice tits, kind of middling ass, kind of mid-face.
So like, was it like the Power Rangers meet the M&M? Like,
it's just bowling, man.
And they clearly can't bowl properly because they can't see through the mask.
That might be part of the joke.
So she played... she was the chick from The Crow. She was Top Dollar's sister. Father always said, child
fist fuck force.
The moment you know you're going to die.
This team is called fist fuck force.
I bet it is. So they kidnap this chick and just put her down this thing for her to just dance like an idiot?
I mean, they're all pretty confused.
And one's clearly a woman.
Well, yeah. A woman with some pretty decent abs, so...
Biling served 3 years in
the people. Now they're all dancing. Yeah, no, that the villain woman, she's got some decent abs.
Says here, Biling served 3 years in the People Liberation's Army in China, entertaining troops in Tibet. She had a bout of depression which sent her to a mental hospital. She then became a Chinese movie star. All this occurred before she was 18.
Holy shit.
That's what it says here in IMDb.
Holy shit. Jeez. So is the People's Liberation Army kind of, like, related in any way to the PLO?
I don't think so. This is China, so...
China. Jeez. Dude, you are missing, like, all we have to go off of are the visuals. You're missing some, like, cringe shit here.
I'm trying to read about Bai Lang, because I know she had kind of, like, lost her way, or, you know, kind of, like...
Yeah, her scene's over with, though. Okay, well, they're punching everybody, but they're not fist-fucking anybody. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I mean, like...
God, this is so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I know that you can't rescue people just based upon, like, yeah, whether how they look or not, but... I would not want to rescue her. She just looks like a pain in the ass.
She does look like a pain in the ass, but she is kind of hot.
They did face fuck that guy.
That's true. Man, Pink Ranger has kind of a doughy, jiggly body.
Mm-hmm.
Not to body shame or anything. And it has transitioned to a toy commercial. Screwdriver fist, jackhammer fist, blowtorch fist.
I mean, they're really trying to be funny here.
They're trying so
hard.
Wow,
that kid's teeth were fucked.
Real fucked.
Did you see that?
Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
So now she's getting into it.
He kind of got American History X'd, I think.
Speaking of.
Yeah, how about that? Come on, the least you can do, if you're cast as a Nazi officer, the least you can do is shave off your 5 o'clock shadow.
Whether the Nazi officers not have, like, facial hair? Oh, they saved Hitler's brain.
I don't think that they would have, like, a bunch of... When you're in the military, when you're in a German military, I don't think you'd have that kind of chin scruff, that kind of face scruff.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking rough.
I can agree with you on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, she was in that fucking movie with Crank 2 with Jason Statham.
Geriatrics versus Hitler's brain.
Not a bad picture of her, though.
No, she's got a pretty nice little body.
Yeah, but I do believe, though, that she is a little crazy.
I mean, it sounds like it, but, I mean, it also sounds like she went through some pretty serious shit before she became a movie star.
Yeah, and then she went a little, I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly when she went all cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but I just remember, like, her popularity train, like, took a nosedive.
Oh, man, this is...
Yeah, that's not bad.
ACDFGH. Yeah, that's a pretty awesome outfit, actually.
I like his old TV. Oh, what? But the...
We're like a fourth of the way through the alphabet, man. This is...
Oh, wow. Like, so all these things are coming together to make some kind of, I guess, robot, I guess it's going to attack
him? Yeah,
it's
forming Mecha-Hitler.
Oh, it's the okay, Mecha-Hitler.
Yeah, gotcha. It's geriatrics versus Hitler's brain. Wow, that's, like, not threatening at all. I'm surprised they put the effort into making a robot out of household shit, though.
Oh, jeez, Wiz. This God is so fucking cringe.
America. Yeah, this is really cringe.
This is the kind of stuff that, like, it's just hard to make fun of because it's just so damn stupid.
We made an impulse decision, but, you know, we... Honestly, I think our biggest problem is just that... We don't have any dialogue to riff off of.
I mean, do you really want to hear the dialogue in this one?
I don't, but, like, we don't have anything to react to, man.
I mean, I can't imagine a dialogue would make this thing any better at all. Like, I mean, even any funnier to make fun of, just...
I mean,
everything about this is poor.
Yeah, like, it's very poor, yeah, but, like, we just need to, like, get invested enough to actually make jokes about it.
This is, like, fucking Zen... German Zen filmmaking, that's what this is. Like, it's like there's no real point to it. They're just like, I bet you, hey, they're like, we're gonna do this, and they assign each person like an alphabet and be like, okay, make up your story. You got 5 minutes.
Oh, no doubt that's what they did, but like, we let's watch Rollerblade 7 twice, man. It got different jokes both times. So,
how in the hell did somebody give this a 4.4?
This?
Yes.
I don't know. Ned Flanders is bleeding out, but it looks like beloved YouTuber Mudahar is coming to save him.
Hold on, Ned! Are they going to run him over by accident because they're not paying attention? No. Was that my Uber? Nope, guess not. So what was the whole point of that?
Can't believe, like, they managed to get Timu Omni-Man in this role. Oh, that shit, it's good. Crossing over with the Astounding Ape.
Oh, she's not really pretty.
Is that Electric Eel Girl?
No. Who is she? There's Hitler's brain. It was just smashed out. Did you see, like, it looked like the grits or whatever? I don't know. It just says she is, in this thing, she is.
She might be the, She might be the pink fistfuck force person.
It says she is
popular
girl fan.
Ew!
It's not even ew. Milk. What, it's like, is she shooting beer out of her nipples? She's shooting
beer out of her tits, but it looks so fucking gross.
It does. I'm just gonna say, like, the whole like lactation thing.
No,
like,
I hate that. I hate it so much. I hate that fetish.
I'm like, ugh.
Still fighting, Dirndl girl. Can you help?
Why was the caption coming out of her tits? Like, is they, you couldn't even aim it at the phone?
You know, this is... Of course. This is frustrating for me.
Okay, wait. All right. There is a... 80-story, like a 20-story tall chick, right? With huge tits that's even bigger now. She's 20 stories tall. But this girl takes off her top and she's barely got anything. He's like, what? Like,
well, he wasn't paying attention to...
How could you not...
He wasn't paying attention to the giant woman. And that's what I was trying to say was, you know, this whole thing with the giant woman is very frustrating for me. Because... That definitely does a lot for me, but she is a little bit rough looking. She doesn't have the greatest tits.
But the... Like, they just... Oh, God. Dark Beauty.
Okay.
But then, like, is she supposed to be the hero? Because she just used her powers, her like, sonic tit powers to, like, melt the guy's face. So, just because he said something to... Like, oh, God, this is... Okay, people that make movies like this need to be drowned in molasses.
But Turk, we haven't heard any of the dialogue. We don't know for sure that it's this incomprehensible.
It doesn't matter. Everything about this is just so fucking stupid. Like the fact that like the really shitty effects, like everything about this is horrible. It's like, I mean, they're clearly not even trying. this is the thing that we talk about all the time with like movies. Like movies that are bad where they try. This night they're not even trying. I bet
you gotta give a damn.
All of this shit is all first take. All of it.
That's so stupid. God, it's bad. I mean, I don't know if this is a lack of trying or not. Maybe they're just that incompetent.
Well, then you shouldn't have done it.
I mean, like Neil Breen. Like, this really smacks of Neil Breen to me.
But he tries.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, you know, she like, maybe these guys are trying and they're just that bad. It's very possible.
This does not look like any effort was put into this at all.
But neither do Neil Breen's things, but no, he does try.
No, Neil Breen's stuff does look like some effort's been put into it. I would say. I mean, you can clearly see that there's effort put in. It may not be the best. He may not be that great at what he does. Why does she shrink that even further?
Well, you're not paying attention, man. The dude with the D on his suit shrunk her down.
How is she flying with one leg up?
She's really bad at flying.
Apparently.
This is like my dream, where I could only fly by, like, really hurting my back. J and K, they realized how Jesus space missionary.
I think it's supposed to be Jesus.
It's a black dude.
He used to be Jesus. You can barely even read, like, some of the names.
See, the bad guy's name is King Satan. It's Jesus space missionary.
I mean, if you're Satan, right? I mean, I can understand you going by King Satan, but you could be anything Satan, right? I mean, like, King, like, why settle for that? You could be, you could be Lord Satan, you know? In hell, you could even be God Satan, right? I mean, in hell, right?
No.
No?
No.
No, okay.
No, because theologically, hell was prepared as a prison and punishment for the devil and his angels, so... He doesn't run things down there. Common misconception.
Well, I mean, but nobody in hell is going to tell me otherwise. I mean, they run things there, but I'm still top dog.
He doesn't even currently reside there.
Well, that's not much of a prison, is it? Who is he, like...
Well, no, that's the whole point of Revelation and the Tribulation and, like, the Final Judgment and all that, is that's when he is like, vanquished to hell.
Yeah, stop! No spoilers! We haven't gotten there yet in history.
It's not a spoiler, it's a 2,000-year-old book!
Yeah, but we haven't gotten there in history yet. There's a spoiler!
The book is better than the movie, I promise you.
I mean, you tell me about the end of creation and everything before we've gotten there. Stop! Damn, Huey, why you gotta spoil everything? Oh.
Wow. Dude on the right, a little bit autistic because he's not making eye contact remotely with the heroes.
So, speaking of, like, the Boondocks, right? So, that episode, the fundraiser episode?
Yeah.
Where Huey's like, this is not going to work out. I'm telling you, I can tell you everything that's going to happen. And he's like, Stowe. He's like, don't. Like, you always want to spoil everything, Huey. Like, oh, wow.
I told you. It's Jesus space missionary.
I knew that it was. I was just messing around. But, like, that, the shooting, like, wow, that's so blasphemous. But that episode, you know, he's like, damn, Huey, why are you gonna spoil everything? He's like, don't spoil stuff. He's like, okay, fine. And then he's like, but here, and he gives him like the bulletproof vest. He's like, yeah, that's kind of spoiler too. and then it's over. And that part's over. He goes through the whole episode. That is such a Chekhov's gun.
Yeah.
Because in the end, when it's all over and Riley quits and he takes off his vest and he throws it down and then Huey looks and he sees the bullet in it, which it is a spoiler because, you know, he knew exactly what was going to happen, but also it's like, it's not just played off like, okay, I'm giving you this as a joke because, hey, you're going to need it. Like, no, it actually came into play.
Right.
I was like,
right.
That was kind of awesome. God, I love that episode.
That is a great episode. Great, great episode.
Oh. I'm not going to do the whole quote thing, but God, I love that.
I was thinking about it. I was thinking about it. Fuck your tea, fuck the queen.
Why'd you tell me Jasmine was going to give away the money? You said you won't spoil anything, but you could have told me that. Clearly, they put all their budget into this segment right here. It's also like the longest segment.
Did they, though?
Well, I guess they were able to save the money because clearly that guy is not a good actor.
I mean, I don't think that there was really any money investment in these special effects. That could just be me, but like,
oh no,
this kind of screams like we hired our SFX guy off Fiverr.
Oh no, this is clearly like the effects you get with the trial, like the 5-day trial of like editing software.
There's like a movie studio maker pro watermark in the bottom left corner.
Like, they have Adobe editing software. We have Clay. Clay is cheaper than Adobe, but it doesn't have all like the bells and whistles.
Oh no! Did they brought back the Fistfuck Force? Ugh!
Oh my God, this is fucking stupid.
Ugh!
Oh, so he's Laundry Man.
Laundry eater lad.
And he's gonna shit it out.
Oh, he's a washing machine.
Like, do you, I mean,
now he's shitting it out.
Okay, so I just gotta say, if he does that much agitation and stuff to moving around to clean the things, he would be much thinner.
Well, he's retaining all that water weight because he's a washing machine.
Good, good. Oh, hi, Mock. Oh, shit, that's his real hair.
Get away from her. I'll kill you. I have to find the person who killed my parents.
Well, it's official. I have a genie. Wow, like, he just beat me. Like, he was like, that's my face. Give it to me, bitch.
Yeah, she was like, I want to see if you're cheating on me. And he was like, fuck you will.
Oh, and now she's rubbing it.
Eh.
Yeah, like, total eh.
Ah, well, the face. Oh, good grief. Oh, no.
Minstrel girl? I'm assuming that's what it's got to be.
Like, but she's a genie. Like, it's got to be like,
yo, it's M, so. Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
How would you wipe the blood off your lip, you dumb bitch?
That is so fucking gross. Like,
it is.
Of all the, like, bottom of the barrel, yeah, Minster Girl.
Wow.
Oh, she is a ratchet-looking bitch, dude.
I was going to say, man. Like, she's like a goodwill Christina Applegate.
God. Oh. God, this is infuriating.
This is disgusting. How is this funny?
It's not. This is like such bottom of the barrel. Like, this isn't even lowest common denominator humor. This is just trash. This is absolute trash entertainment. It's nothing.
I mean, I guess they're trying to be like John Waters edgy, but at least John Waters had a sense of like style. I mean, his work may not be my taste, but like at least he had a sense of style.
I just don't like. I mean, it's just.
How like is it, that like camouflage?
Point. Yeah, that is not. Of course, this whole segment seems overexposed. But I don't know. I love edgy humor. I love offensive humor. But like, have a fucking point to it. Mm-hmm. Don't just make your entire joke a bunch of women are squirting their period blood in people's faces. Like, that's
and fighting with used tampons.
That's just gross and shitty and nasty and like, ugh. It's nothing. They're no talent. I walked Bubba the Redneck Railwhiff on stage in 1993. Who the fuck are you?
I like how the creature is hiding behind the door with the glass panes.
Yeah. God, wait, I have an unsettling feeling that that's what I'm going to look like when I'm 95.
When he was... Why is he clearly, like, already, like, low to the thing, like, he's... Like, he's trying to peek in on her, which he clearly was. And yeah. They're like, what? No, I wasn't trying to do that. What is that thing?
What the hell? Linda and Katie are played by the same chick?
The door, he opened the door and you could see through, like, the glass panes.
Yeah.
Then when he shut it, the blinds were down, like, automatically. Like, okay. Oh, Nonster. Oh,
it's an Alf parody.
Oh, God. I was about to say, I'm glad that shit's over, but no, it's not.
No, that was just the theme song.
They haven't even tried to...
Oh, is she gonna try to fuck the monster?
The Nonster, man, the Nonster.
Oh, is it Nonster?
Yes,
because we were at the last end. The last one was the Minstrel Squad.
Jeez, mops, I'm trying to fuck the Nonster.
God...
I mean, she had all day to try to fuck the Nonster. Why is she wait till this girl's about to come home before she's like... Obviously, she clearly wanted to get... She wanted to get caught fucking the Nonster. That's what it was.
Apparently, yeah. Meanwhile, this chick has, like, clearly got some self-harm scars. And I'm not saying that to make fun of her. It's just, like, legitimately, it looks like she has had several slashes across her wrist.
Really?
I mean, it was at the very least a bruise. So maybe she's just got an abusive boyfriend... When she's not shooting shitty movies, but...
Wow. What is with that weird-ass, like, spirograph tattoo?
That's pretty bad, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really go anywhere.
She looked so skinny until she got naked, and then she just looked dumpy.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, okay, wow. So... okay.
What the fuck?
I'm right there too. Like I'm completely at a loss here.
How is this a superhero thing?
I guess the Nonster is like a villain, maybe because the general was chasing him.
And keep in mind, look at the bruises on these bitches.
Yeah, whatever happened to makeup?
God.
Oh God, no!
Oh
stop!
Oh, her ass just looks dirty.
Hey, did they have a lantern in the house?
I don't know.
Okay, so you do realize you could have gotten closer. Okay, the bullet's in the center of her forehead. Nobody misses that accurately.
But was he aiming at the Nonster or aiming at her?
He was aiming at the Nonster.
Are we sure?
Yes, because that's why he's all upset. I was like, oh, no, I didn't mean it. I was trying to hit the Nonster. And he's like, oh, why? It's like, see? Zen? Yeah. Is Nonster going to use his powers to bring her back to life?
I still...
Back to reality?
Just cop a feel on her tit.
He did. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it, pussy.
This time head first.
Do it, pussy.
Stop waving the gun, man. Hold it steady. Do use both hands. Oh, wait. So is she...
So she's a...
I guess she's being enthralled by the Nonster.
This is so like, fucking stupid.
This is... oh, wow. So... Now that's uncomfortable.
And now it's two...
Oh, that's her, right?
Yeah, it's two of her at once.
Well, is she have fangs now?
I don't know. God.
What's with the lowriders in the background?
So far, every chick I've seen in this, except for the very first one... Looks like the kind of chick who would, like, suck you off in a Dollar General parking lot.
God, I don't know. I just made me think, like, would I want to get sucked off in a Dollar General parking lot or in a dollar store parking lot?
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying that as a positive thing.
I'm just thinking, like which one would I feel better? I mean, like, I kind of feel like a dollar store, suck off girl would be better than, like, a Dollar General. Like, there's nothing wrong with Dollar General, but it just seems like the dollar store would be higher quality. That girl's like fake tits were horrible. Like this scar was just bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's the chick that was in the thing. Popular girl.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, like, all of these stories are extremely sexual, and they keep implying that, like, an 8-year-old child is reading this shit.
And they're bad sexual. Like they're not interesting at all, or I think they're not titillating. They're not arousing. They're not worried Christian fathers. Onward, Christian father. God hates popular girls.
Because you know every single
Mike Pence.
Because you know every single Christian is Westboro Baptist Church.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So
because you know, oh God.
So popular girl is a girl with a huge dick. I mean, I just gotta say though, if you're a girl with a huge dick, then you're probably not a girl.
Well, she's popular girl, dude. Why did they censor the giant dick out, but they haven't censored anything else?
Because it's a dick. I would just fall to my death, but but I would grab that dick and pull her with me. I would grab that dick and I would put my feet on the side of the wall and I just push off. Like, okay.
Wow, this is C motherfuckers.
Wow. She seems to be just hanging on really, like, wait, I'm sorry.
She's not struggling at all here, is she?
How the hell did she get up there to begin with? They were already there. How did she get up there? And aren't those
wow, that was stupid. Yeah. Oh, this guy's got some fucked up teeth.
I was gonna say, those shingles like that, aren't those made out of asbestos?
I don't know.
I kind of feel that they are.
Okay, if they're trying to, like, make fun of Christian stereotypes, then...
Oh, is Jesus going to bring his squish girl back to life? Oh, yeah, he brought her back to life, but sure she did, is.
And now popular girl is a nun, even though...
She's a...
He's... Yeah, right.
This has... Apps.
This is stupid. Like, they're trying to, like, make fun of Christian stereotypes, and they haven't even had the guy comment on Jesus being black. Like, that, there's some low-hanging fruit for you. If you're gonna be, like, riffing on and making fun of Christians, why don't you have him upset about that?
Yeah, but, like, that's why you could only bring my daughter back to life, couldn't, like, restore it properly, because you're black.
But instead, they just want to make it like, oh, all Christians are like Westboro Baptist Church, so we have to have them hate popular girl because she's trans. If you're gonna make fun of shit, at least do your homework on it, Duckman.
Quackman.
Oh, Quackman. God, Christ almighty, kill me.
But the thing is, she wasn't trans.
She was a chick with a dick, whatever.
No, she was a, what do you call it,
Futanari.
No, hold on. Wait, the people that have both genders.
Oh, a hermaphrodite.
Thank you, hermaphrodite. That's what she was, a hermaphrodite.
Maybe, I don't know.
All right, so I really don't see the point in posting this. I mean, I thought we were going to get something out of it, but this is just... I don't really feel like...
Bro, we've sat through an hour of this.
Things 5 was better than this.
If we had dropped out of it at like the 15 or 20 minute mark, I'd be fine with it. But we have suffered through an hour of this, and now we're not even going to have anything to show for it.
But nobody else needs to, though.
Yes, they do! Everybody has to suffer the way we have.
Well, if that's the case, we got to go a long way back than before this thing started to, like, I don't know, like when I was in the 5th grade and just make our way forward. So, Quackman here is cannot shoot anybody, the right person worth a damn.
God. This big plastic gun. Okay. It's not good, but the fact that he just blew up a chick in a wheelchair and then looked all shocked.
So that's it? I mean, like, I know the one guy was the one that was trying to, like rob the bar or whatever. Another green screen? Like,
it's all green screen, man.
I mean, and I know that, but...
Disappointing. That's disappointing.
I know that he was the supposed bad guy, but Quagman clearly is, like...
That's so fucking stupid.
Like, how do we get to that point? Like,
just smash cut to her eating him, but, like, if she was gonna eat him, then why would she get naked first?
I don't know. I guess to make him, like, after seeing those tits long for death.
Rape robot? Oh, fuck me. This is so
bad. He will do that.
God, it's so bad. Unfuckable.
That's debatable.
That's great. I'm so glad that they didn't stoop to raping a dog.
Those glasses are dumb.
Really dumb.
They fit him perfectly.
They do. Long hair, analyzing, limited fuckability. God, this is so bad. It's so bad.
Someone wrote this like, I actually imagine someone typing this shit out and just laughing their ass off.
Oh yeah, no, this is all a bunch of like unfunny stoners.
I guarantee this was written by the dad that Generic was telling us about. Isn't that the girl that from the Minstrel Girl, the one that got punched in the face with the gene?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh, and they're doing the whole Terminator thing where she goes to the nightclub to try to hide and shit like that. Man.
I hate to say this, but Rape Robot kind of looks like my brother-in-law.
No, I can see that.
Never seen my brother-in-law, have you?
No, but I just, from what you said about your brother, I can see him like marrying a guy like that.
Not that brother-in-law. God, you can... Oh yeah, it is the Minstrel Squad. No, my sister's guy.
Oh.
He looks like him. Not my brother's guy.
Oh wow. I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about your sister or her taste or anything.
I just said kinda. I didn't say he looks exactly like him. Hmm. He's just, like, he's got a high hairline and a bit of beard.
I wasn't implying that you know, that your brother-in-law likes to go around and attack women, like, you viciously. Now, this guy here, with his, like, okay, dude, you don't have a beard, you don't have a chin, you don't have a jawline, just fucking stop.
Yeah.
Like that, I'm just gonna leave a little bit of scruff. Like you're not a cartoon drawing. Don't sit there and give yourself an outline of like a chin.
Right,
like,
right.
Like that just looks stupid, and there's so much time is wasted trying to trim your hair like that.
Oh yeah.
And so I would like to just sneak into the house like late at night. Oh wow, look at that gay mustache. That is a gay mustache. That is... And he's gonna rape the rape robot.
God, I hope so. Yes.
Okay,
the rape robot.
I do like those jeans with his jeans had the red stitching.
Yeah.
I will say though, I like the font on the rape, the pink with the font in that. I'm just saying, I like that font.
I like the font on the rape. Oh great, shit man, it's gonna be shit man. He's taking
we are at the S's.
We're at S, yeah. It's gonna be shit, man.
Oh, that's great.
Pudding, delicious and brown, or should I say delicious and African American?
Wow.
I hope this guy's wife leaves him in real life. I don't even care. Don't even care about like this fictional character. I mean this actor. I hope his wife leaves him.
I want punch you hard.
Don't racist. Touch me, racist motherfucker. Burn in hell.
Suck a bag of clits? Like, how is that a bad thing? I mean, it's obviously not a bag, which means that someone went through the trouble of, like, cutting off a bunch of clits to, like, put in a bag.
I mean, a large clit is just a small dick, so.
I mean, it's like, I'm just, like, a little bit, like, gay? Is that what you're saying?
it's like borderline.
I feel like I'm gonna lose my mind. Oh, she's shit, girl.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez whiz. Eat shit and die, motherfucker. Okay, so here's the thing. If someone is this shitstorm, that's who she is. She's shitstorm.
Oh, God, that's even stupider.
If someone is flinging shit at you, just word to the wise, don't fucking talk.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that, like...
Turdnado. And now, because, like, they're showing this chick naked, it's obvious that they're trying to...
Tarantula versus Unicorn Man.
Okay.
I love Tom McGill High School. There's Lloyd Kaufman. Yeah, you know, I could see putting an I Love Tom McGill High School, like, bumper sticker on my car.
Yeah, I could kind of see
that.
Wait.
Did that say dead on the VHS loader?
I'm not sure.
I guess I could. Excuse me. Sorry, I apologize. I guess I could pause it. See right there. Did it say dead?
No, it says five head or four head or whatever.
Really?
I think so. I don't think it said dead.
I'm pretty sure it said dead, dude. That's UA Bowl, I think. Because I think it said, no, the UA Bowl is a president. Yeah, this is just some loser dude. Okay. So, I just gotta say this. If you, so then they've got the blue, like, tint, so the highlights or whatever.
Yeah.
If you have a smartphone, but your TV is a VCR like TV combo, there's something fucking wrong in your life, right?
Yeah, you haven't done things exactly right.
Like, I've got like a $500 or $600 smartphone, but I have a $50 TV that I can't watch anything on. Like, if I was like, I can't watch any new movies, anything I watch, I've got to get from like Goodwill, because that's the only place that has like VHS tapes.
Yeah.
And all the kids have to get those fucking blue eyes, like Children of the Damned.
The camera keeps cutting off. Maybe it does say dead. I don't know.
Oh, it's that Unicorn Man.
Wow.
Well, I know somebody would really like to meet that guy. Punch her in the face. Punch her in the face. I mean, like, kick her in the face. Like, she punches this guy, like, over and over and over again, and then he just punches her once in his tummy, like, oh.
There's a strange man in my room.
So I guess that's Tarantula's, like, boyfriend, and he's got a carrot for a horn. Oh!
Oh, that was hilarious. He's killing us!
Then run! Good enough for you is good enough. Come on.
I don't know.
She kind of looks like Cindy Lauper.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, she's not bad. Yeah, oh, they're doing the Dryder thing.
But except for, like, she got no tits, but...
Well, yeah. I mean, once they just smash cut to her being naked there, yeah. But still, I mean, she's...
Why are they hiding behind the TV?
She's got kind of an attractive face to me.
I mean, her face is cute.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got a dump body, and she cannot walk in those heels.
Well, it's like loose gravel, and she's wearing heels. This is so great.
So he just appears at this kid's house and just like, oh, let me just kill some kids, because
I'm dead. This is making it worth everything.
And he's not trying to leave either. None of them are trying to leave.
No, it's hilarious. At first, I was a little pissed off that they just like tried to make Unicorn Man look as stupid and gay as possible. It's like he's in these like tight little underoos and shit.
No, not the TV man. Oh. I'm pretty sure it said dead though.
I think it did. I'm starting to come around to it.
Wow, she's a pretty shitty hero because she didn't save the kids. Oh,
okay. Well, that completely unredeemed everything.
And then you didn't even web him up. You just, like, spray shit on his face. Oh. Wait, did he have to... Okay, why do we get to see his bare ass and not...
Not hers. He's eating the kid.
okay.
Yeah. Well, you might as well finish since I got here late. It's okay.
Guess there's really nothing to it but to just let you eat them.
So, oh, they made him the host of the spider eggs. Okay, so you don't get to smile and be here and be like, yeah, we did a good thing. Because if I hadn't been fighting your dumb ass, then I wouldn't have gotten here late.
Right, right.
So, I hope she gets some of that in her hair. She deserves it. She should have thrown that fucking book away a long time ago.
Yeah. VHS, man. Wow. Oh, wow.
I mean...
wow.
Is she just standing there, like, frozen, like...
She can't move because of that corset that she's wearing.
Good. VHS, VH best. Have you ever seen the VHS, like, DVD episodes of regular show?
Yeah, yeah. I liked it.
But have you seen all of them? Like,
I don't know if I've seen all of them. I've seen the ones that you've shown me.
Okay. I forget what, like, shit that I've shown you, like, when it's just, like, pieces of.
I think we watched two episodes about it, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Is this the guy that Minstrel Girl spat all on?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, that's right. You got the facial blindness shit.
Well, plus, I'm not invested in, like...
I'm just looking at his hair and his nose and stuff, and like...
Yeah,
okay, first off, if I've got a gun, you've got a whip, you are way too close to use that whip on me like that.
Mm-hmm.
And two, by the time you cock your arm back to hit me with the whip, like, pow, 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 like, did 50 bullets in your ass make your day?
Yeah.
She's kind of cute, though.
Not
him.
Oh, the chick, yeah.
He looks like a broke-ass David Grohl.
Oh, look, it's MatPat. Yeah,
David Growl.
She's not bad.
What? You ain't bad. You ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing.
You want a piece of me, huh? I ain't think so. I got a White Sox shirt to try to make it seem like I'm actually in America.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna take some responsibility for this.
Yeah, because you know, because I told you, hey, let's watch Keiko-kun, and because you know she's a hot Asian chick who like defeats bad guys with her vag, and you were like, oh, let's watch this.
We had seen Keiko-kun before, and we were like, probably not.
No.
I mean, like, we've come across it before, and we're like, probably not.
I have always been in favor of it. I've watched it.
Really?
I've watched it before.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes! Which is why I pointed out every time. Wow. Okay.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck is this? So...
oh, because they're doing, like, a piss-take parody of the horror film VHS.
So that's how he ended up getting into the future or whatnot, I guess, or...
it's probably the source of his power. Wow.
I've never seen the movie VHS.
It's got a couple of
them. Oh, wow, look at this. It's, like, really bad, like, putting them in, like, CG to put them in the cars.
No, it's got a couple of memorable segments. It's an anthology horror film.
Oh, is it?
So, like, some of them are okay. Some, like, the problem, it's the same issue I had with, like, Cloverfield. It's like, when you're doing, like, all handheld camera stuff, it's really easy to get motion sick.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some stories where it's just like, ugh.
I love Cloverfield.
It was good. It's just like, I was kind of feeling, like, the way the camera would just swing around and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... yeah, I mean, there's a couple parts where it's like, oh, that was an interesting approach to that particular genre of story, but,
like, is he making her drink alcohol and...
Bill Cosby?
I like how the bad guys go from just being, like, bullies to just full on, just like, I'm just an evil, like, SOB.
Right.
Like how do you just make that, okay... make that jump, like...
Turk, she's a Nazi.
Still counts. I mean, those are fake, but they're not bad.
I'm not a big fan of the fake. Not a big fan of the fake.
I just have to say, like, it really depends. I mean, like, some fakes are just horrible, but I'd rather have fakes and have some than have none. But it also depends on the chick, too. Like,
it does depend on the chick. I mean, I've seen some where it's not that bad, but I mean, so I would rather have small and, like, nice with a bit of bounce than bigger and fake with no movement.
Well, yeah, no movement. Like, there are some that, like, are just, that I've seen that are not, like, they've got issues. Like, these are not really all that great. But there's some aspects of them I still like that I'm, like, cool. And then I like the person I've seen them on. But I'll tell you, something like Riley Reid. Yeah, would not touch that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
She's got nothing there, but everything about her is a nice, solid package. Just, yeah. Yeah, just that. I would give that a chef's kiss.
I'm trying to remember if it was Siri Dahl or if it was somebody else. I mean, there was some chick who was famous for, like, having pretty big ones, and all she did as far as, like, work on them was get a lift. So they're, like, you know, mm-hmm. not any change in size, still a lot of really pleasant bounce, just kind of placed differently on the chest. That wasn't bad at all.
Wait, that's a Blaupunk phone? Blaupunk makes phones? Oh my god.
Wow.
Popular Girl's been
good. I hope they kill her.
I guess they cut off her dick then?
No, it was draped across her stomach.
Yeah, but it wasn't coming out from underneath her skirt.
I don't know.
Okay, so we are up to W.
X Panda Bears.
Oh, so now they're the worried Christian fathers.
No, they've always, well, I guess before they were concerned Christian fathers.
There was something, but, like, see, like, but because if they're X, we never saw the W, because it was VHS man, VWX.
Well, it's W and X, worried Christian fathers versus the X Panda Bears.
Right, that's what I'm saying, so that's why they, the W, because they said there was something else before that. So she was, Popular Girl, right? Mm-hmm. What was Q?
Q.
Was it Popular Girl versus Q something Christian? Quasi? No, that was Quackman.
Yeah, it was Quackman and then Rape Robot.
So it had to be, so it was, the N was Nonster, and then O was, I think that was a something, oppressed Christian fathers or something like that, and then, I don't know, I'm surprised I remembered that much.
Yeah, like, I kind of hate this.
Yeah.
Kind of hate it.
I will say, though, I do kind of find it, was that necessary? Was that necessary to run up the wall like that?
Oh shit, look, it's Johnny Sins.
You know you're a bitch when you punch somebody in the face and immediately run away.
Yeah, right.
But I have to say, I kind of like the fighting in the panda suits. That's not bad.
Did you ever watch Yakuza Apocalypse?
No, I've never heard of Yakuza Apocalypse.
Oh, bro, it's great. It's great.
So he was laying on the ground and shot the guy who was also on the ground, but from the same angle, but shot him downwards. Like,
yeah. Okay. I don't know. Now, if you haven't seen Yakuza Apocalypse, we need to watch it. It's great. It's just like a piss take parody on kung fu movies, but it's not like Kung Pao Enter the Fist or anything, or Kung Fu Hustle. It's actually made by like Asian filmmakers. And towards the end, they bring in an assassin who's, like, in a big frog mascot costume, kind of like those. And it's very funny. And he does, like, this whole Dragon Ball Z sequence where he's charging up his attack, and he, like, tries to strike down the hero, and after, like, this whole big charge-up attack, he misses the hero. The hero just, like, dodges the last second, and he just, like, gets really mad and starts kicking the wall and walks off really mad. It's pretty funny. It's an infinitely better situation than whatever the fuck this is.
So, I've got a question here. So, is this Black Jesus here, is he the second coming of Jesus?
Yeah, he's Jesus, space missionary.
Well, because I'm wondering, because if this guy was about to sacrifice him, I mean, as a worried Christian father, wouldn't he know that he's just going to come back?
I mean, there's that.
Unless plus, and that's why I say unless he's already come back.
Yeah, plus the fact that, like, at his second coming, he's not supposed to be...
Black?
Like, he's not supposed to be killed again. I mean, technically, he's neither black nor white. He'd be Jewish. Right, he's a Hebrew.
I mean, there's black Jewish people. Sammy Davis Jr., Whoopi Goldberg, and all the people that... oh, God!
Oh, wow.
Excuse me, all the... I'll take the one on the far left.
She's not bad.
But I was going to say, everybody that Adam Sandler sings about in the Hanukkah song. You know, all the black guys.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Rod Carew. Gamora? Yeah. She's interesting looking. Not really, attractive, not really ugly. Oh,
this is so fucking stupid.
This is so. You know, so we've talked about this several times before about how a little bit of nudity can help hold the interest of an audience, you know, in between like a bad movie or whatever it is, right? Yeah. But just tossing it in randomly, just from like just. Out of nowhere, just like, okay, and here you go. There's just like that. It doesn't fit anywhere in there. At least in something like a Sedaris movie, like, I don't want to see this pregnant chick, man. I'm sorry. That's fucked up.
I mean, I'd rather see the pregnant chick than that.
Yeah, but I mean, do we have to, does it have to be an either or? Can we just excise both of them? Don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to, I mean, you saw the video in the background, right?
I know. I'm distracted because I'm trying to like look away and I just can't.
Yeah. So on the screen,
oh, there, yeah, there's TLC. Yeah. Yeah.
There's like the. Oh, what, you bitch! You shot the good one.
Oh, but now her ghost is gonna fight.
Did Jesus do that?
No.
Yuck. I don't understand. Like, what is that?
They're trying to do Groot.
Oh, that's right. They're supposed to be like the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, they're the young defenders of the universe. So they've got this little freak who's supposed to be Rocket.
Oh, see, I missed all that.
The blue one, I guess, is supposed to be like a cross between Star-Lord and Yondu. That one was supposed to be Drax and then Groot.
What is she holding? What? That's not a... Oh, and there's a Star-Lord chick there.
Okay, yeah, there's Star-Lord, and I don't know who the pregnant bitch is supposed to be.
But the pregnant one is holding a gun that would be Star-Lord's gun. The double shot.
Yeah. Do you think they have any investment in this at all?
Oh, okay, you just shot...
Wow.
Okay, I will say that on second thought, she... doesn't look that bad. She's still not great, but she's not that bad.
The pregnant chick or the Star-Lord chick?
Star-Lord chick. Not great, but like, yeah.
I wouldn't throw her out of bed. Like, that's the most I can say for her.
I mean, again, I would, but that's just because of how I get down.
I mean, I'm a tremendous lover, Turk.
I was saying, sometimes you're in the bed, you're getting it on, then you just like take shit to the, you know, to the floor. You just like throw it down the floor and like, yeah, now we're gonna do it there.
Yeah, I rock the world in other ways. Oh, they brought him back.
But I thought he was supposed to be a good guy.
None of this makes any fucking sense, bro.
So now they're all back again?
Oh boy, I'm so glad we get to see them.
Hey, twice. The Lion King!
I was so afraid that,
Oh, hey, now we're back to Awesome Ape or whatever his name is.
Astounding Ape.
There we go. More green screen. Oh.
Yeah, there's the Nick Fury of everything.
Okay, not bad. I'm digging that.
They're pretty attractive.
Was it Cucumber Man? What is Zucchini Guy? Or
I don't know. He wasn't.
Oh, he's supposed to be the Beast now, right? So if they're the Z-Men.
I think you're trying too hard to make this make sense. Like,
he's Professor X.
Because, like, okay, so, like, the zebra girl here, she's got a katana and a domino mask, so she's obviously supposed to be Katana from Suicide Squad. But, like, she's Zebra Girl.
Yeah, because of the Z-Men, but then those are horrible masks. I mean, like, obviously, they just bought those from somewhere. They didn't make those.
Yeah. Cool, she's, you know, they didn't want to spring for an actual tablet, so they've just got her on a portable DVD player.
Oh, yeah, they didn't actually want to go to their own location, some kind of barren field, too, so they just put them on a blue screen that doesn't match anything.
Yeah, no, that is absolutely horrible. It's not the right angle, they're not scaled to the right size.
The shadows are all fucked up, like...
Oh, man.
Why didn't this girl die in the other one? And everybody's got those fucking stupid blue eyes.
Yeah, that has been a running theme throughout this. Well, they dropped the See You Next Tuesday.
All right.
Woo. Finally.
Finally? Like that's something we were shooting for?
Well, I mean, it's a really effective word when you want to make women feel small.
I want to make women feel small. I just pull out my dick!
Yo! You know, I'm going to agree with you. There was no effort put into this.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was just trying to keep you on the horn till the movie was over.
Oh, wow. Thanks. This is, and this star right here, like, this sword fight is filmed so poorly, I would have thought George Lucas did it.
Yeah. We haven't gotten a single full body shot for what was going on there.
Oh, they have capes now? Like, and what?
Didn't they have capes earlier?
I don't know. I didn't see.
I was looking at their tits.
I was looking at their bodies, yeah.
Well, yeah, their midriffs, their torsos, whatever. Again,
the whatever. Oh, excuse me. I know what it is. The blue screen, they're correcting the color correction, which is giving the blue tint, which is making everybody's eyes seem blue.
It's boosting the blue levels. So, Astounding Ape probably is not that blue.
I'll tell you what, you will see something blue, bring those two girls over to my house.
So your balls will be blue?
No, my dick would be blue, because they would blow it. Past tense.
Okay.
Like in a blow job?
Yeah.
They blew me?
Oh. Oh.
Just shut up and drink your fucking PUBG.
Drink my fucking PUBG? What? No, this is a Rockstar, dude. It's empty.
What's the guy on there?
Yeah, that's a PUBG.
Okay, then shut up and drink your fucking PUBG! Don't try to gaslight me, you asshole!
It's a Rockstar! It's a rock star. Don't get mad at me because you picked a bad movie.
No, I'm being you because you're being you.
I'm not being me.
You are being you. You're always being you. When are you not being you?
When I'm at work. Then my job depends on me not being me. I mean, those chicks are both pretty attractive.
Yeah, I think they're cute. Lilo's in trouble. When is Lilo not in trouble?
So they're doing all this over a small chest of gold?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. He said, we got the gold, let's go.
Okay, so now his dumbass is dancing, but the really cute chick that tried to get to know him, he just turned around and smashed her head, and now he's like, he's all cool hanging out with the Z-Men.
I don't know.
These two girls are cute and all, and I would do both of them, but they cannot dance.
No, they can't dance, but...
So this comic book has inspired this girl to be a superhero.
God, I hope that it's like the opening scene of Kick-Ass and a bunch of street thugs just kill her. Oh, she goes out and she's like, stop right there, criminals! And they just, like, curb stomp her.
You know, one thing I have to say that I really like about all this?
Is that it's almost over?
That those two girls are not wearing panties.
Oh, yeah, that's always a plus.
I mean, you can clearly tell that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I'm down with that. And apparently, they really are performing in a concert like that. Like, what the... Oh, she's gonna go out the window and die.
Please. Please. That'll be so fucking funny. Please.
Oh, it's not that high up.
Yes.
There's no way she's gonna die from that height.
Yes.
She wasn't even a story up, dude.
I don't care, dude. It ended with her dying. She was not likable throughout the entire thing. She vomited down the side of the car. That was fucking horrible.
That was exceptionally horrible.
Fucking horrible.
And then so, you see George Buttergeit was in it?
Okay, so... hypothetically, let's say you were dating one of those two chicks at the end.
Uh-huh.
Very attractive young ladies, good bodies. Uh-huh. Fun, not, you know, super coordinated, not amazing dancers or anything, but they're fun, they're cute. And then, one day, you just happen to stumble across this film. And you watch through this entire god-awful movie, and then you realize the woman that you date, the woman that you're dating, and may possibly love, was here in this absolutely horrible, stupid movie.
So we've been dating for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah, you know.
You said, because you say I may possibly love her.
I mean, I don't know how your brain works.
I mean, I'm just saying you said I may.
I mean, you may, it's up to you.
I may, right?
It's up to you.
I may. I mean, you know, stupider things would happen, but yeah, I may.
I'm just saying may because, like, it would, like, definitely not happen for me.
Like, but I'm assuming if she and I are together and everything, that she knows how to get down, right? I'm assuming that she knows how to get down.
I mean, all I know about her is what I've seen from this movie, so...
But if I'm dating her, I'm assuming she knows how to get down.
I mean, I would assume so. Okay. I mean, looking at them, I would think, oh yeah, you probably know how to get down.
Okay. So, yeah, it wouldn't bother me. Here's the thing. How many people in the world do you think have actually seen this movie? In the world? 10? Maybe 20?
In the world, I'm gonna make a stretch here and say probably 400.
Yeah.
In the world.
Not a problem. Not a problem. I would want to know if she knew the Electric Eel Girl.
Thought you weren't into her.
Electric Girl, the girl was the one that was like the full ass naked and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked her, but you said she didn't have an attractive face.
Yeah, her face wasn't that great. No, but her body was kicking.
I was pretty into her, but
yeah.
So you wouldn't lose any respect for her seeing that she was like totally comfortable attaching herself to a project like this.
Yeah, not at all. I mean, Everybody's got to start out somewhere. You know what I mean? Like, so she's like, I'm like, you saw you in this movie. She's like, yeah, I mean, you know, like, I was in this movie. You saw me dancing and wiggling around. So, so everybody's got to start out somewhere, right? I mean, so like, yeah, I mean, okay. Now, if she was in a bunch of these movies and she's like, oh yeah, I love these. They're so great and everything. I tell everybody about these movies. I'm like,
So you're saying like one of the female superhero movies where they just get punched in the vag over and over? If you were like, if you found out that you were dating one of those chicks and she was like really defensive about it, it's like, it's cinema.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck. Harryhausen, Rick Baker, Stan Winston, Rob Bottin, Steve Ditko, Carl Barks, Bob Kane. God damn it.
Yeah! Hey, you like me now?
No, like, I don't have any respect for these people for sullying the name of, like, great comic creators. I mean, Bob Kane, I don't give a fuck if they attach his name to it.
Ooh, this house is clear.
No.
And none of the people on the movie poster actually appear in the movie. None of them.
No, I mean,
none of the people in the box, not even the black guy, looks anything. He's not Jesus or anything.
He's clearly not Jesus, space missionary.
No.
No, that was shit. And just because they acknowledge that they know who Steve Ditko and Carl Barks is, obviously there was no influence from that. Not remotely.
Yep.
That was trash and lowbrow, and there was nothing redeeming about it. Like,
not a thing.
Not a thing. The only thing that I thought was a good move was to have the kid kill herself at the end.
Yeah, that was good.
But they should have had her higher up.
Yeah, most definitely.
Instead of one story up. But still, that was the one thing that was funny. Genuinely funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those...
Did we watch this once or see part of it?
I don't think so. I think we decided against it because it's only 40 minutes, which means all the good stuff is cut out.
I think this is just made that way. It's not like a full moon feature.
Maybe. But yeah, that was a trash film. It was absolutely horrible. I am ultimately glad and respect your decision that we did not, like, have to listen to the dialogue.
Yeah.
Because I agree it didn't make any real difference. It's a...
See, so I redeem myself by making a bad decision and turning it into a good decision. But in my defense, though, I didn't plan on it being a less watch. It just, like, started out being just so fucking cringy that we couldn't just put that on and not say anything and just do like, podcast stuff. So
yeah. It was a terrible movie. The only thing that they didn't have in there as far as disgusting, uncalled for, gross out humor was Jizz Man. I am shocked that they didn't have, like, Jizz Man or Semen Man or the Sperm or something like that, because they did every other nasty thing.
Yeah, they had the Spider Girl and the Spider Guy, they had the Menstrual Squad, they had the Shit Storm, like, they had, like, all that stuff, just, and then the Popular Girl with the, I mean, they had all that stuff, and it's like, and it was like they wanted to hit every kind of offensive base.
Yeah.
But then not even do it in a clever way. It's one thing to be offensive, but do it in kind of a clever way. Those were just stupid.
Yeah.
How do you get people, like, even like this piece of shit here, right? How do you get people to sign off as, like, okay, that, like, you're making a movie, you clearly can look at the script or whatever it is, or even if you don't have a script, you just look at your part and know that this is not going to be, like, something that's gonna go into, like, the archives of, like, cinema history.
Yeah.
But you're okay with it being out there, knowing that, you know, several thousands or hundred thousands of people are gonna watch this, you know, maybe not all together in, like, a theater, but over a period of time, tons of people are going to watch this and see you, even if they don't know you, just see you acting like a complete retard and a piece of shit. Like, and you're okay with that because, hey, at least I made a movie. But, like, what?
There's going to have to be, like, there's got to be some awareness that people are going to judge you very negatively based off of that.
But and I think that we have every right to.
Absolutely. Because, and it's not just like, okay, you wound up in a bad movie. Like, okay, that's... You can see the dude's wedding ring.
Yeah, I was going to say, like...
Like, I mean, sure, that's going to happen. You're going to be in a bad movie. Sure, whatever. But it... Personally, if I were dating somebody from that film and it's like... You seriously thought that it was funny to, like, to play a role where you're just a superhero who squirts period blood in bad guys' faces? I wouldn't be able to stay with a chick like that. Couldn't do it.
That girl, you didn't mention that girl. That girl, no. They like
well, yeah, I was just going with the two last ones because they were the most attractive and they were kind of fresh in my mind.
Yeah, but yeah, if it was if it was one of the other ones, like, you found that somehow funny. I mean, I get that if you're doing work like that, you're not always going to like every role you play, but you didn't look at that and be like, no, that's just stupid. That's just damn dumb, and I will not be a part of that. Because I can't imagine you got paid enough to make that worth it.
I can't imagine. Well, you know, it has been a hot minute since we've seen a Let's Watch that was so bad that it just made us angry. I think this was a good change of pace as far as it goes.
Yeah, I would say that.
I think that's fair.
You know, and all this to say that, you know, once we get around to TT, you know, for, well, you know what? No matter how good or bad TT is, right?
It's going to be better than this.
We would have put our whole ass into it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So like, no matter what, we're putting our money where our mouth is and saying that, you know, we respect people that try hard and that really care about the project you're doing, whether it turns out the way they want it to or not.
Right.
And like, and we put ourselves in that same category.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
So, yeah, at least rest assured that whatever we do with our web series and stuff, we're not just going to be doing, like, this lowest common denominator, low-hanging fruit bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what we can promise is that, at least with this particular web series, there's not going to be anything where the punchline is just, penis, titties, mm-hmm. like, we're not doing that. There's not going to be, like, shit jokes in our stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think we've shown that just in the podcast alone, like, very rarely do we go down into that the kind of potty humor that kind of stuff right there. It's like, I mean, when we have it's been like very like concise, like, you know, like this joke right here and then we're out.
Just to kind of dip our toes in the water. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do make a lot of sex jokes, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one time we break our rule about, you know, making like talking about things that we know something about.
It's so true. Anyway, well, this was, what was it? Legion of Superheroes?
Yeah, something like the League of Superheroes.
League of Superheroes.
Something, yeah. It's not worth
it. It was bad. It was bad. I am glad that we saw it through to the end, because I did not want to spend an hour watching that and not have a recording to show for it.
Yeah. All right. So, my name is Turk182.
I am a Comey. Sick, I got like an old brick Nokia.
Yeah, and I'm actually kind of ashamed that I put my name on associated with that particular like movie, but yeah, it was horrible.
We didn't do it.
Yeah, we didn't make it. So
like, we're not affiliated with it. All we did was stumble across your shit, and it was so bad that, you know, we were gonna be doing another podcast. We weren't even planning on a Let's Watch, and it was so bad that we were like, we have to do a Let's Watch of this shit. So, you know, you did something that, like, the first impression was so horrible that we had to change our plans to do a Let's Watch of it. And, yeah, like, that's on you. Good lord! Anyway, yeah, so, bye, everybody.
Zang, yo.